I'm Mimi Rosenberg.
I'm Ken Nash.
We're building bridges.
Now our teaching, Mumia's freedom is labor's cause.
An injury to one is an injury to all. Free Mumia Abu Jamal. From South Africa's National Union of Metal Workers, the largest union on the continent, rallying for Mumia Abu Jamal, to the International Longshore and Warehouse Workers Union, Local 10's dock workers, shutting down the ports of Oakland and San Francisco, unionists and defenders of labor rights are demanding freedom for former Black Panther, world-renowned journalist, multi-book author, unionist, Mumia Abu Jamal.
An innocent man who has been behind bars for more than four decades on framed-up charges. Brick by brick, wall by wall, we're going to free Mumia Abu Jamal. We're joined from the Bay Area by labor activists bringing labor's muscle to the fight for Mumia Abu Jamal's freedom. Trent Willis, president of Local 10 of the International Longshore and Warehouse Workers Union, and ILWU Local 10 member activist David Newton, nephew of Huey Newton, founder of the Black Panther Party.
But first, a message from Mumia addressed to his siblings in the ILWU preparing to withhold their labor, workers' strongest weapon, and close the Bay Area ports, and to the National Union of Mine Workers South Africa, NUMSA, the largest union on the African continent, all stalwart supporters. Two, brick by brick, wall by wall, free Mumia Abu Jamal.
NUMSA greetings. Sisters and brothers of the International Longshoremen and Warehouse Union, and of your guests, the National Union of Metal Workers of South Africa, NUMSA, I greet you all as militant, historic labor unions who have in the past, the present, and I'm sure in the future, continued the noble struggle for the working class in both countries. As I write these words, I'm mindful of the horrors brought to us by the unholy alliance between capital and the state, exhibited in all its ugliness in the Marikana massacre of August 16, 2012. NUMSA has rightly called this event a turning point in history, which finds its echo in the shameful Sharpeville massacre of 1960. And the Soweto massacre of schoolchildren in 1976. There, school kids took to the streets in protest of new rules forcing the teaching of Afrikaans, the language of white Dutch-descended settlers in South Africa, to black students. They knew that such a language would be of little use anywhere else in the world other than South Africa. Here in Marikana, black mine workers were protesting for a few measly dollars from a foreign mining concern, Lonmin Mining. Living at virtually starvation wages, workers fought for a living wage from a consortium making millions off of their labor. The owners gave orders to South African police to answer their demands with death. The ANC government, in many ways, put in power by the memories of events like Sharpeville, passed the orders down, and 34 miners and metal workers were executed in defense of capital. This was indeed a turning point, but not for South Africa alone. This was a global turning point. We hope that this puts a stake into the vampire of neoliberalism. For when events such as this happen, it shows us the true face of neoliberalism, that of conservatism and capitalism with a smile. Welcome, NUMSA. Soya bonani, NUMSA. May you grow in numbers and militancy. From Imprisoned Nation, this is Mumia Abu Jamal.
If you don't know from listening to that, why there must be international support and why labor is rushing to the cause to support this humanist political prisoner, Mumia Abu-Jamal, you certainly will after you listen to Trent Willis, president of the powerful Local 10 ILWU, and David Newton, the mighty member of Local 10. And thank you for showing us labor's muscle to brick by brick, wall by wall, free Mumia Abu-Jamal. And Trent, let's begin with you. Tell us really why a powerful, important union, and a union that is generally understood to fight around wages and benefits, is about to withhold their labor power in support of Mumia Abu-Jamal. And thank you both so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me. And first off, I'm the immediate past president of Local 10. I'm actually the business agent right now.
Got it.
Our president's name is Farless Daly. Thanks for having me. And first off, the ILWU as a whole, and in particular here in Local 10, we've always stood for social justice since the inception of our organization back in the 30s. At our first annual convention in 1938, there were several measures passed there to be included in our Constitution that we'd be a full inclusive union. Even back in the 30s, we talked about being inclusive to the LGBTQ community. In particular, there was a lot of language in there expressing the need for the rights of African Americans and the response that this country should have in regards to the enslavement of African American workers in this country. So there's really nothing new with us standing up to free Mumia Abu-Jamal. He's not the only political prisoner that we've protested to free, but however, he is an icon that our organization believes is jailed unjustly. If you recall, in the 70s, 1972, we came out in support of Sister Angela Davis, who we felt was also a political prisoner in this country, and we stood up and rallied for her to be freed also, and just recently made her an honorary member of the ILWU Local 10 in 2022. So we're just continuing the fight for Brother Mumia. This is, I don't know how many times now we've done it, but we've withheld our labor a number of times in support of the brother's freedom. He is innocent, and we will continue to do so until the powers that be understand that he needs to be set free. He needs to be allowed to live the rest of his life free. I can't wait for it to happen so that he can come to Local 10 and we can also make him an honorary member of our local, along with Angela Davis and Martin Luther King Jr.
I just want to also ask you, because I think you at Local 10, the ILWU, take for granted something that I certainly don't with my union. Whenever we raise issues about various political issues or issues of the state that are taking place, we're told that that is a distraction, that the function of unions, the function of labor, is essentially to work on our own economic issues, which clearly it is, to fight for better contracts. And this is not what labor does. But you're going back and you're saying since 1938, it's written into your contract. What does it mean, really, and how important is it for labor to take up the issues of politics and the politics of repression of the state as well? If you could just talk on that, and then David certainly chime in with the importance of Mumia. But
yeah, the roots of oppression stem from currency, stems from capitalism as its base. The people who are in control of capitalism are politicians and billionaires. The only way to effectively to make a difference or to draw awareness when you're dealing with politicians and billionaires is to affect them in some kind of way monetarily. The only way that people have to do that in this country are their jobs. your workplace is where you can affect how much money a billionaire makes, which affects how much they can donate to politicians. In this country, if workers were more effective and more unionized, and we used our worker power to, I'll just use the word, force change, like they do in other countries, we would be much better off. Countries like France do it all the time. You hear about the workers in France getting upset about something, they'll shut the whole country down. And their country, in comparison to ours, when it comes to policies that help the normal everyday people, and when you talk about health care in one area, is way better than it is here.
Could you flesh out the activities that are going to be happening later this week? What is the strike going to look like? I know there's a demonstration in conjunction with that. What is going to be happening with support from other labor unions, especially educational unions in the area, civic groups, so on and so forth? Tell us what's going to be happening during this time.
All right. Well, you played a message earlier from NUMSA where the person specifically talked about overseas. And then here we have successfully partnered up with the OEA, the Oakland Education Association, along with organizations like SLAP. SLAP is the Schools and Labor Against Privatization. We have representatives from the SEIU here in San Francisco, along with the teachers' unions here in San Francisco, just to name a few. And this event will be, which is this coming Thursday, where we're going to be shutting down for the day shift in honor of Brother Momia and marching to bring focus attention on the reason why he should be released immediately from prison. And that march is going to start here at the ILWU Local 10 Union Hall. And then we're going to march down to rally at Harry Bridges Plaza on Embarcadero Street for 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So we're going to gather and meet here at Local 10 first, and we'll probably have a few speakers, then we're going to march.
David Newton.
And David, tell us more about around the world. I know there's going to be demonstrations in South Africa. What other countries are going to be coordinating activities that day in support of Momia as a result of this strike in San Francisco?
First of all, I have to say all power to the people.
Always.
And we just left recently South Africa. The dock workers of Durban, which we call ourselves longshoremen here, we are members of the ILWU, International Longshoremen and Warehousing Union. They call themselves dock workers, which we are the same. That's our brother or sister union, however you want to refer to that. They'll be protesting at the consulate there. Also in Pretoria, at the U.S. Embassy, our brother or sister NUMSA, which is the National Union Metal Workers of South Africa, will be protesting because, frankly, humans are sick of seeing humans be mistreated. And we are banding together with in solidarity, as my big brother Buster Trent Willis just alluded to, solidarity to all the listeners and solidarity to you as hosts. We're coming together. Those are two of the countries. We also have a demonstration in Oxford, England. We have a demonstration in Tokyo. It behooves me to mention also February 17th is Dr. Huey P. Newton's birthday, and I think it's just a coincidence that we protest here. I heard you mention why does our working class take such pride, and we say it so nonchalantly that we just protest. Well, I think you have to understand that the civil rights movement was very much a part of our ingrained society here. Harry Bridges, the founder of our union, ILWU, broke off from the ILA, which is New York, the East Coast, the South Coast, because he felt that they did not support the underclass union. So we joined the warehouse unions here, and we are one. And we represent those that cannot speak for themselves, and we represent for ourselves. Also, you have the Black Panther Party, which is from Oakland, California, which we are Oakland, San Francisco-based port. You have a lot of Panthers that came through here. Harry Bridges set the tone in 1937 when our union was actually founded. He said if you had two jobs, one should be black, one should be white. And Big Brother Trent also said we represent the LGBTQ community. We don't discriminate against anyone. We want everybody to be treated fairly and justly. And Mumia Abu-Jamal has not been treated fairly. He's been he's been locked down, incarcerated in a modern-day concentration camp for 42 years.
David Newton, you are the nephew of Huey Newton, talking about people who were on the liberation path, the black liberation struggle, who were treated abominably and who the state wanted to destroy, to execute. Now, why, for people who may not be as knowledgeable or enculturated with a knowledge of who Mumia is and what he represents, and why we should support people we call political prisoners, give us some of that information and background that you've been enculturated with as to really why it's the duty of working people and how it benefits them to support people like Mumia Abu-Jamal. What does he represent that has drawn out the working people of the Bay Area in this shutdown of the ports on Thursday and worldwide activity in solidarity with those efforts?
Well, I think you touched on it best, and I'm glad you said it that way. We are saying the working people, because as my big brother Trent, as you know, he's an on and off president here, so this is my superior, and he's right on point. The working class people have the power, but I say all power to the people because we also represent those that cannot have a job and those that are considered unemployable or don't have the opportunity to work because they can't get to and from work. We live here in the Bay Area, and a lot of people don't know, they call it Tent City. Our cost of living is so high. So it's not just the working class. I think it's the people of humanity that are fed up with people like Mumia Abu-Jamal. Now, to answer your question, comrade political prisoner Mumia Abu-Jamal was a working class person himself. He was a rank and file Panther. He was a journalist, and he was part of a society that mistreated people that looked like him. I think you have to include that the city of Philadelphia bombed a whole building of women and children and working class men. Wow. Because they didn't want to be part of a society that didn't treat them fairly, the MOVE group. I believe that's 1985. So this is after Mumia is convicted to death.
And, you know, we'd be remiss if we didn't look, and we are certainly, by the way, broadcasting in Washington, D.C., as well as New York, and this will be distributed nationally. So this is a greeting to all, to brick by brick, wall by wall, support Mumia Abu-Jamal, an innocent man, free him. It's not about a new trial. We want him freed outright. And how does this coincide, both Trent Willis, how does this effort, as well, David Newton, coincide with the demands and the issues that are confronting working people, black working people, people in the ILWU who make this system run? Because if they don't download all the containers and so on, we ain't got no goods. And really, the whole society can be just stopped in its tracks. So the issues for working people, black working people, that tie in with your effort, Trent Willis, and your efforts, David Newton, as a member of the International Longshore Workers and Warehouse Union. Trent Willis?
To answer that question simply is to point out the similarities, like my brother David was alluding to earlier. He talked about the influence that the ILWU had on Black voters and members of the Black Panther Party during the 60s and early 70s. And it's true, there were members of the Black Panther Party who were also members of the ILWU. And if you look at the structure of the Black Panther Party, and you look at the structure of the ILWU, the way it's set up in regards to the 10 guiding principles and the way that the ILWU is set up as far as being a multiracial organization, you'll see the similarities between the ILWU and Black Panther. And the one thing that I believe the leadership of the Black Panthers understood was that the Black man and woman had to put forth the almost impossible fight to free themselves, but that fight could not be won or gains made in that fight without the abolitionists. So you have the modern day abolitionists here that, you know, we have to work with as far as gaining freedom for Black workers. Also, the Black Panther Party also understood the power of the working Black man on the job to force that monetary accountability that I talked about earlier. Or for these billionaires and politicians understand the needs of the minority worker, in particular the Black worker. The ILWU, in its history, has withheld labor on a number of occasions throughout history to bring awareness to the plight of the Black worker and the Black ILWU member. So this tradition only continues now. The plight of the Black worker is the plight of the worker, period. And society, once it learns that very valuable lesson, then the working class in this country will be that much more better off.
Well, from Trent Willis, president of the powerful local 10 ILWU, David Newton, usher us into our next pawn, how and why, brick by brick, wall by wall, we're going to free Mumia Abu-Jamal, and why it's so important that Mumia's freedom is labor's cause. David Newton?
I totally understand the question and where you're going with that, but I have to turn it back on you, and I have to turn it back on the audience. I think it has to strike a special chord for you to know that a fellow journalist has done 42 years in prison. What if that was you? And then I have to go to the end of the Malcolm X movie. I am Malcolm X. I am Mumia Abu-Jamal. Someone as a family man and drove a taxi. I am this person. So those that have the strength and the power to speak for those that can't, I feel you have an obligation to do just that. So Nelson Mandela, in the fight against apartheid, he came to Oakland on his world tour speaking circuit. And in that speech, he said that the members of the ILWU, International Longshoremen Warehousing Union, were on the front line against the fight against apartheid, which helped contribute to his release and the defeating of apartheid at some point. So I don't think it should stop with the labor unions. I think it should go all the way from the bottom of the barrel of society to the White House.
Well, David Newton, for your family's background and all they've committed and all that you commit, and Trent Willis, past president of the powerful Local 10 ILWU, present business manager David Newton, activist, member of Local 10, the Longshore Workers and Warehouse Workers Union, who are going to be shutting down the ports for political prisoner Abu Jamal, Mumia Abu Jamal. You've heard it here. And David's challenging us, which is what a teach-in is all about. How we're going to organize, how we're going to take up these challenges, because they've sure told us why, and they've sure given us an idea politically, historically, of the power of labor. Individually, those individual digits on our hands, put them together, and they're a mighty fist, and that's what unions can be, working class workers' organizations, to do what? To educate and agitate and organize to empower we the people. And in this case, to free Mumia Abu-Jamal. I want to thank you both so much for being with us.
I appreciate you. We appreciate you. And without Beyond Strong voices like yourselves, I don't know where our society will be. I wish I could have 100 of you out here.
Well, back at you, my siblings, David Newton, Trent Willis, because frankly, you all are taking the lead, and we're going to pick up that challenge because you're listening to, and we are, building bridges with our extraordinary teach-in, Mumia's Freedom is Labor's Cause. Thank you, my siblings. Thank you all for being with us. Thank you all for listening. Organize. Okay. It's good to be with all of you. Peace.